Thanks for listening to the Woodward Podcast Network. Check out more shows by searching for us on Spreaker or wherever you catch your podcasts. The Woodward Podcast Network with Krupka Dental Associates.
Hello, this is Dr. John Krupka from Krupka Dental. We now have the Solea laser. You can have your fillings done without needles nor drills. We are a full-service dental office and always accepting new patients. To learn more about me and my friendly team, visit KrupkaDental.com.
We interrupt this program to annoy you.
Sorry to interrupt.
It's the Appleton Trophy Fantasy Football Show with Leo, Balky, and Alex.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
The Appleton Trophy Fantasy Football Show. From the Fast Sign Studios. More than fast, more than signs.
We just want you to enjoy yourselves while you're here.
Call now, 281-1570 in the Valley.
Oh, God! They're going to know I'm dumb.
Or 1-866-653-1570 on the TDS Metrocom toll-free line.
Who is this? Uncle Leo?
Follow him on Twitter at Leo Kuiper Jr. and at Eric Balkman.
He's hilarious because I saw him in the show.
And don't forget about Twitterless Alex.
Check mine out. I've got 10,000 followers.
Dedicated to winning you a fantasy football championship or from finishing in last place.
I'm not here to entertain you guys. This is about winning this year.
Now, it's the Appleton Trophy Fantasy Football Show with Leo, Balky, and Alex.
And here we go.
Hello, Fox Cities. Yes, it's another edition of the Appleton Trophy Fantasy Football Show. Appleton Trophy, your go-to place for all your trophies, plaques, business awards. Stop by and see our friends at Appleton Trophy, 2401 North Richmond Street in Appleton. And be sure to check out all their cool products at appletontrophy.com, including some really cool and creative fantasy football awards. We have a jam-packed show for you tonight. Myself, Alex Thomas, and Eric Balky Balkman, whose mic is not on right now.
This afternoon. It's not this evening yet.
I did the show for 20-some years. It was always at night.
That's true.
And it's
when did it switch to afternoon?
It's daylight.
Well, it originally started at 6.
Which I still say is night.
Yeah, which was, and it was on WHB1.
Right.
And then we moved it to 5. And it was 5 for a majority of the years.
Uh-huh.
And then I think we had a couple of, didn't we do 2 hours 1 year?
Oh,
did we do 3 to 5?
I don't remember.
Or four
that.
To six, maybe.
Well, I mean, I wasn't on the show for that, right? That was pretty
bulky. We tried it for 1 year to do 2 hours, and it just was too long. It was just too long. It's about an hour and a half show, really, is what it is.
We could get away with 2 hours now.
Nah, I don't want to.
I know you don't want to. I'm just saying we could.
After just getting done doing 2 hours.
We totally could. We totally could.
But anyway, jam-packed show. We're going to get to our game day sports bar fantasy player of the week. A ton of questions coming in. We'll have our Schmitty's Ticket Sleepers of the Week, our Beat the Bozo segment with Ben from Scuba's, and bad news for Dave. Boy, the listeners are just not doing well this year.
A.J. Brown injury did not help.
Yeah, that did not help. We'll have our injury report brought to you. Who's sponsoring this week? We always have. We switch off each and every week. Today is the 17th, so that's our good friend Dr. K. Dr. Carl Heiding will sponsor the injury report this week. We'll have our Gusman Honda Bust of the Week, Island Resort Casino Sportsbook Studs of the Week, our Pickups of the Week, and then our Packer Predictions. We've heard ours already, Balky. We haven't heard yours, Alex Thomas.
We will get to those later in the program.
I guess you are correct. So
I do have some breaking news here.
Oh, no. Here we go.
According to Tim Graham.
Tim!
On Twitter.
Timmy!
An NFL source has confirmed to him that the Cleveland Browns and Buffalo Bills will not be playing in Buffalo this week.
Oh, really? That sucks.
They will be playing in Detroit.
Oh, boo.
So the game is being moved to Detroit, which is good because that means you don't have to worry about starting your Bills or your Browns. Like, are they going to play? Is it going to be a Week 11 game? Now you know. It's Week 11 in Detroit because of the big
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. That was terrible.
Well, what was terrible?
That was a terrible decision to move it to Detroit. Come on.
You'd rather see the snow?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, how much is it supposed to snow?
6 feet.
6 feet.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, it's all that lake effect. Oh, it's effective.
That would be the best football ever.
There was the meme on.
We're getting soft.
There's the meme on Twitter today of expected to get 6 foot, and then it's like, and then there's a picture of Nick Chubb who's 5'11".
Well, lucky freaking God!
All right, time for our Game Day Sports Bar Fantasy Player of the Week. Stop by Game Day for the big game tonight. I think it's Tennessee and Green Bay, if I'm not mistaken.
The TFT versus the GPGFT?
Yeah, that not
to the DOG or the GOD.
you guys been working on that behind the scenes? Hey, great food and drink specials. Not only tonight, but for Bucky on Saturday. We were there last Saturday. It was great. Valley's best indoor facility. A great place to have holiday birthday parties. If you're going to have a holiday party, you might want to get your name in there pretty quick. Game Day Sports Bar. They're at 225 Stony Brook Road, just off 441 and KK in Appleton. Happy hour going on right now. In fact, it's Monday through Friday, 2 to 6. Open daily for lunch at 11. And then Friday night fish. Don't forget that tomorrow night. Serving perch, walleye, haddock, and shrimp. Who is your Game Day Fantasy Player of the Week?
And now on third down, Fields will yank it, and there's room to run for Fields. Fields,
oh, baby.
Turn it on the speed. Fields on the angle, trying to outrace Okuda, and he'll beat him to the goal line for the touchdown.
Oh, wow. That audio courtesy of Fox Sports. Kevin Kugler on the call of that one, Leo. Justin Fields, our Game Day Fantasy Football Player of the Week.
And I know there's at least...
Do you not get that?
Yeah, The snow's over his head.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny stuff. NFL memes had that on Twitter.
Trying to host a show right now.
So Alex, here it is.
You're horsing around with me in the back of the...
It's like some sort of squirrel moving through the snow.
That's great.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I should just retweet it. I'm going to retweet it right now.
Yeah, do that.
If anybody's listening, check out my Twitter feed. I just retweeted it.
What's your Twitter feed?
At Eric Balkman.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, he's hilarious because I saw him on another show. Justin Fields, at least two questions tonight on whether to start Justin Fields. I know one.
The answer is yes.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see about that when we get to the questions. But Justin Fields, get your butt up here and get your $10 gift card from Game Day to stop by. Pick that up anytime you want, man. They're piling up. I guess no one's picking
him
up.
I think he's in Atlanta this week, right?
Oh, so he might not make it.
Yeah.
Maybe he just said, you guys go ahead.
He'll find a way.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. All right, let's get to.
Found his way to the end zone quite a bit this year.
Yeah.
Yes, he's been good. He's been very good. He'll be a big topic on tonight's show. But I want to get to questions because we have a ton of them, and I don't want to leave Ben hanging because you know how he gets.
Oh, yeah, Leo, I was waiting for 5 minutes, and you guys never came on. I'm trying to sell a lot of Busch Light sales.
Yeah. Or can I not say that on this show?
I think you can.
Some old-fashioned sales.
Yeah. Okay, this one on our Facebook page right now, it is from Joel. Hopefully he's listening. PPR. He needs one wide receiver, one flex. Michael Gallup, Darius Slayton, Latavius Murray, Jarvis Landry. Needs two of those.
All right, Landry I don't like at all. Gallup is playing against the Vikings this week. And the other two were,
Latavius Murray.
Murray.
Darius Slayton.
Full PPR. Yeah, I think it's Slayton and it's Gallup. And I think you bench Murray and I think you bench...
you just hope Gallup stays healthy.
Landry, yeah.
That's all you do. That's all you can hope for.
All right, I'll send that off to Joe. All right, Harry in Hortonville checking in.
Harry! You're alive!
Hey, Harry, old buddy, old pal!
There it is. There it is. He has Amari Cooper or George Pickens, and it probably wouldn't have been a question until last week when Cooper did practically nothing and Pickens actually had a pretty good game last week.
Did he?
Pickens had a touchdown in the first quarter.
He had a rushing touchdown. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He had the 1 yard rushing touchdown. Remember that?
Like half a yard.
Yeah. No, I'm still going with Cooper. I know it was a bad.
Honestly, it's a good thing for fantasy football that they are moving that game from Buffalo to Detroit because then the elements are obviously taken out of the equation. So I think I'm on you with Cooper too.
Just looking at Pickens here.
It's a good problem to have. Both those guys are pretty good, but
Pickens actually only had 4 targets in that game that he scored the touchdown on. So like I was saying, I think touchdowns are fluky. I'm looking at Amari Cooper to see what he did.
Amari Cooper had a light week last week as well.
Did he have 4 for 33?
He caught all 3 of them for 32 last week against Miami.
Okay.
But, I mean, he's had games. I mean, he's had double-digit targets in 4 games already this year. I don't think Pickens has had any. So I'm still going to go with the volume here with Cooper.
Gosh, we'll be talking about Deshaun Watson pretty soon, whether to play.
I think it's in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
He can come back in week 13.
Yeah, so he's practicing now. He should be back on the field in a couple of weeks. All right, so I'm going to go back-to-back. This is two different Justin Fields questions.
Okay, let's do it.
I'll go Kurt first.
Who'd have thunk it?
Because he has Aaron Rodgers or Justin Fields.
Justin Fields.
Fields, not close.
All right. Kurt. Wait.
I mean, Justin Fields has been a top 5 quarterback.
Yeah,
the last.
But this
month.
One, from Hank and Freedom.
Hank and I have decided to spend a nice quiet evening at home. Isn't that right, Hank?
The book is gone, but the mouth goes on.
He said you guys told me to play Hurts last week and Fields has 40 points.
That's true.
So do the opposite.
How about this week, Fields or Hurts?
I may regret saying this.
How can you bench Justin Fields right now?
The total on that Bears-Falcons game is on Sunday, 49.5.
Yeah, I mean, that's insane.
That is a high, high total, and it's two bad teams, and oftentimes when two bad teams get together, they put up a lot of points.
That's true.
The Eagles are 6.5-point favorites. That is a negative game script for Jalen Hurts, 44.5.
Unless they're running the ball, Jalen Hurts.
I can't believe I'm saying this. Start Justin Fields. Khalil Herbert is on IR. David Montgomery's banged up. I mean, they may be asking a lot of Fields, and Atlanta's defense is no bueno. I love it.
He's the best running back playing quarterback in the NFL.
That's true.
I mean, I don't care.
He's a running back.
I don't care what he does. If he gets 40 fantasy points, play him.
Yeah.
I was actually one of my other shows this week. I asked a high stakes player. I'm like, hey, you know, what do you think about this Bears backfield now with Khalil Herbert on IR? He's like, well, you know, the best running back on that team is Justin Fields. So this doesn't really affect me at all.
He's one of the top probably producing running backs in fantasy football. His
name's been mentioned with Michael Vick in the same breath as Michael Vick this year. I think that's a little crazy, he's making it less crazy.
You can say what you want about Justin Fields. He's getting better. That's an understatement of the decade in the last four games. Mm-hmm.
Enough of Justin Fields. Fred
for now.
For now, anyway. Yeah, Fred and DePere checking in. I said Fred and DePere.
Hiya, Fred. Good neighbor, esteemed friend, and bosom buddy. And don't forget to get captain of the bowling team. Oh, no, don't forget that. No.
Bench two of these. Chris Olave, Adam Thielen, Terry McLaurin, Christian Watson, Van Jefferson.
I'm not going to get cute. I'm going to bench Watson and I'm going to bench Jefferson. It's close between Thielen and Watson. Go with your gut. If you feel like Watson's in for another big game, go with him. Thielen obviously has the higher floor between him and Watson. Watson has the much higher ceiling. I'm of the opinion that, and you could kind of look at your matchup too. I mean, if you're a big underdog, then play Watson. And if you think you're the favorite, then play Thielen.
Yeah, probably more consistent points out of Thielen, but yeah. Maybe more upside with Watson.
More upside with Watson, for
Alex,
sure.
Alex, any thoughts on this?
I got nothing. I really don't have a good pulse on this, so I'm not going to pick it. I just don't feel good about whoever I pick, so I'm not going to pick anyone at all. I'll trust your judgment.
Not the best in the business.
I'm being honest. I just, if I can't give you an answer that I would go with, then I'm not going to give you an answer at all.
So if you had this team with these five wide receivers,
I'd bench them all.
No, you would not. I think Olave and McLaurin are the clear starts.
I'd probably say Olave and McLaurin.
Right, but the third one is the problem.
But I like Watson just to, if you're 2-8 or 3-6 and you're trying to get a Hail Mary or pulling out of a rabbit out of the hat, then you play him. But.
Yeah, I'm going to base it off. I mean, would you rather have Andy Dalton thrown to your wide receiver or Aaron Rodgers?
I'd rather have Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, that is true.
From that standpoint, I'm going with Christian Watson. All right.
Olave?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Benching Chris Olave.
I'm going to do it, man.
So you would pick a lot.
I'd pick Thielen, McLaurin, and Watson.
Thielen. Okay.
Because I'm betting on Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. It's fair.
Okay. The only way Watson's not going to at least produce a little bit is if he gets injured again.
I guess the counterpoint to that would be Olave's been catching passes from Dalton all season. It looked really good.
Yeah. Has he?
Yes.
What did he do last week?
Justin Jefferson has looked pretty bad.
He is a rookie too.
Right. It doesn't change the fact that he's putting up the best season in fantasy football for
receivers. I'm just saying the last few weeks Olave has been pretty quiet.
I would say the last few weeks. I'll bring up the game log here.
All right. Let's go to the next question while you do that. Matt and Kimberly.
Hi, I'm Matt.
So tight end question. Foster Moreau or Gerald Everett?
I'm trying to desperately find an injury update on Gerald Everett because he was limited yesterday. He hurt his groin in last week's game, and I don't know if he's going to play this week. Limited yesterday gives me the warm and fuzzies that he should be able to go out there. Moreau plays at 3:05, and Everett is the Sunday night football game. So my inkling here is to say, okay, you probably have to bite the bullet, bench Everett, and play Moreau. But if you like living dangerously,
which I do,
you can roll with Everett and hope that he's active.
I say
Sunday
roll
night.
With Everett.
I'll go Moreau.
Okay.
Just real quick on Olave. Yes, 3 for 40 last week. Before that, 6 for 71, 5 for 52, 7 for 106. That's all with Dalton.
All right. Well,
to each their own.
Nothing. Nothing earth shaking there. But
well, I mean, okay, but so Christian Watson, what's he's done last 3 weeks?
Well, I'm focused on this past week.
Okay, he's had 30 points in the last 3 weeks. You jackknob.
Yeah, there you
go. He's averaging 10 points the last 3 weeks.
Like I said, if he gets hurt again, you're acting
he's
like he's a stiff
10
here.
10 points a week.
Well, no, but I mean, you're the one who brought up the last few games, so now we're bringing up the last few games.
I'm just saying, Chris Olave hasn't been anything earth shattering to say.
Watson
that is such a big discrepancy. Oh my!
I think it
play Olave.
I think
a Tyler Lockett moment coming. I'm going to sit back on this one.
I'm just like. Like, if you even number one, I think you got to look at the season as a whole. Yeah. Number two, even if you're going to look at it the last three games, Olave, and you talk about consistency. Olave's been way more consistent than Christian Watson the last three games.
He has been, yeah. But it's not like it's 30 points every week out of Olave.
No, but it's more than Watson, is my point.
Fine. I'm
just saying, like, I'm not saying
you're
like,
an analytical fantasy football player. Right. I go with my
going
gut.
Going with gut. Going yeah. with the gut with feel is gut. Christian Watson.
And you said, and maybe Fred is a big underdog in this game. So
and then it would be Watson for me. But I wouldn't bench. See, I would bench Thielen. I'm still plugging in Olave. I mean, Olave is probably between him and McLaurin, those two to me are like the must starts.
Okay.
Then it comes down to Thielen or Watson.
All right. Plenty to get to here.
All right. I'm sorry.
One just came in from Nick. And we're going to have to get a Nick drop by next week. But we'll worry about that. Our next question from
Nick the what? From Bachelor Party?
Tricky Nick. He's Tricky Nick.
It's tricky.
All right. We'll do his question as long as we keep talking about
it. Yeah.
Aaron Jones or Miles Sanders? So he needs to know for tonight.
Hey. Carl, good to see you.
Oh, crap.
That's the next one,
idiot. I heard A.J. Dillon, so I panicked.
Aaron Jones or Miles Sanders?
You know, it stinks that you can't play both these guys. I am a little nervous about Aaron Jones tonight with running the football against the Titans. But, you know, the saving grace for Aaron Jones, he's a pretty good pass catcher as well. I think that's the difference for me. I'll play Jones over Sanders. But, man alive, you must have a really good team if you have to bench one of these guys.
Okay, I will say Jones if you can't play both.
Yeah.
All right, now let's get to Carl.
Do you want me to play the drop or just
sure?
Hey, good to see you, Carl.
Good to see you.
All right, he has A.J. Dillon going tonight or Michael Carter on Sunday.
Yeah. So Dillon, speaking of guys that have just not been lighting the world on fire,
that I'll agree with.
He had one of his better games last week,
and he
of the
did.
Season,
isn't
too.
That crazy? Michael Carter's running up against the New England defense, which I know seems intimidating, but they've shown some weaknesses to stopping the run. They've just had some brain farts over the last month or so. So I'm going to roll with Carter, the starting running back for the Jets, rather than Dillon. Again, a game script that should be good for him tonight. I just question the matchup, and I question the Aaron Jones usage if I was to say Dillon. So I'm going to go with Carter.
Right back to it. It's Francis in Chilton.
Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see? And the Rockets, red
band. Written by Francis Scott, off key.
Okay, Francis has Elijah Mitchell, Latavius Murray, Tyler Allgeier, or Chuba Hubbard. Needs one.
Yeah, Kyle Shanahan said something this past Monday that I was not expecting, that he wants to split the touches in the backfield between Mitchell and McCaffrey. Now, while you say, why would they give up all that draft capital for McCaffrey if he's just going to be an
RBBC
guy?
Keep him healthy.
Exactly right. And if you keep McCaffrey healthy the rest of the way, by lightening his load now, that's going to pay off dividends in the playoffs. I'm believing in this. I don't think it's coach speak. I do believe that Shanahan actually wants to do this, and that's why I'm going to say start Elijah Mitchell.
Let's head out to the Cease Electronic phone lines. Who's joining the Appleton Trophy Fantasy Football Show?
This is number 24.
Hey! Number 24. All right.
He's back.
Been a while, number 24. How are you?
Jesus. Good. I'm finally able to listen to the show on a Thursday.
All right.
My
goodness.
But I'm not going to take up your time. I just have a real quick question for you. Josh Jacobs or Miles Sanders? I'll hang up and I'll listen to it. Great show, guys.
Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Number 24.
Back
Appreciate
and
it.
Better than ever, baby. Let's go.
What is with our score squad is really put together some pretty awesome lineups. This is back-to-back. Well, not back-to-back, but it's two questions in the same segment where I'm going to say bench Miles Sanders. I like Josh Jacobs better. It's been the focal point of that offense. The guy continued. The Raiders have stunk, and Jacobs rarely has. So I'm going to play him at Denver this week over Miles Sanders.
Let's continue here. John checking in on our Facebook page.
Do we have a John drop?
I don't think so. Okay. Needs three.
Good night, John boy.
We don't. Yeah.
I can get one. We'll add a Nick and a John for next week. Well, Baldies.
John F. Kennedy Jr. John.
Just add it when I'm go ahead.
Okay, needs three. Aaron Jones, Derrick Henry, Austin Eckler, and Alvin Kamara. He's given up a lot of picks for these running backs.
And you only play three of them. That might be bad roster management.
Mm.
Yeah, bench Jones, I guess, if you can only play three.
Wait, Aaron Jones?
Yeah, I mean, I'm playing.
Phil Jones.
I'm playing Eckler against the Chiefs on Sunday night.
Yeah, you got to play
that's
Eckler.
That's a total of over 50. Derrick Henry, I already said on the show that I think Henry gets over 100 yards. And I'm going to play Kamara against the Rams and sit Aaron Jones tonight. So it's quite – trade one of these running backs before the game kicks off.
I'm between Jones and Kamara. I agree with you.
I think that's what it comes down to. Yeah. I mean, Henry and Eckler are no-brainers.
I think I'm going to go with Jones instead of Kamara.
I think you have to right now, too.
He's just been playing so well. But like Kamara, you said, if they're behind, they'll be
– Kamara did have a fantasy football player of the week, a game day player of the week three weeks
ago. Can I also offer this? There has been talk about Jameis Winston potentially coming back and taking the starting job from Andy Dalton. While that has not come to fruition yet, Dalton plays poorly again this game, it could happen where Winston comes in. And if you guys remember, Winston is fantasy death for Alvin Kamara. You need Andy Dalton in there if you're an Alvin Kamara guy. He has been one of the most highest usage pass-catching running backs when Andy Dalton's at quarterback. If that changes, then my answer would probably change. But I think right now it's Kamara for me, Jones for Leo. You're going to break the tie, Alex?
I would go with Jones.
There you go.
All right, a couple of quickies here. Adam and Nina.
Oh, shoot. I'm on to the next question. Go ahead.
So happy to have cousin Adam with us this year. But watch what you say around him because you might end up in one of his movies.
Tannehill tonight or Matthew Stafford is he even going to play? I mean.
Yeah, he's been practicing.
I know he came back from the concussion protocol. Yeah,
I think he's going to be good to go.
But he's been garbage all year.
Yeah, he really has.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
I would probably play Tannehill.
My brain is telling me Tannehill. My heart's telling me Stafford. But, yeah, I think it's Tannehill tonight against Green Bay.
You might get some running yardage.
Could get some running yardage. You will not get any with Stafford. You probably will with Tannehill.
Yeah, that is a woof.
And by the way, elephant in the room, no Cooper Kupp for Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, that's true, too. Good point. All right, Brad the Barber with our last question of the
Hi, Brad.
Show.
You know how cute I always thought you were.
Oh!
Needs two of these stiffs in a standard league.
Holy heck, Brad the Barber. What? This is tough.
Elijah Mitchell, Tyler Allgeier, Greg Dulcich, and Jarvis Landry. Ugh, woof. Well, yeah. Mitchell.
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely get on board with Mitchell. Okay. Dulcich in standard scoring does not really light the lamp for me, especially he was back, but he was bad last
week. Great hockey reference.
Thank you. Jesus. Landry's a PPR guy in standard. I don't really like him that much, so I'll eliminate him. And then it comes down to... God, Allgeier. I guess because of, Dulcich was bad last week. Let's roll with him against a really bad Raiders defense. Let's play him and Elijah Mitchell. I would bench Allgeier, and he needs two, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Bench Allgeier, bench Landry.
All right, there you have it.
Do you want to get Eric's question in quick?
He's a bad man.
Eric is a bad, bad man.
Yeah, I would play the drop, but I know we need to get out to it because Ben is waiting for us. This is a third wide receiver, full PPR pick one, Juju Smith-Schuster, Christian Watson, or Paris Campbell.
All right, so here's – now, there's some game theory in this one right here, and I wish I could say it's going to be quick. It won't be. So, Juju Smith-Schuster, I don't know if he clears concussion protocol this week.
And doesn't sound good.
And they're the Sunday night game, right? So, you probably don't want to wait around for him. So, then it comes down to Christian Watson or – Paris Campbell.
Could
who
pick
I believe,
up Eric Toney or what's his name? Kadarius Toney.
Kadarius Toney, yep. Although he might be owned after last week.
Yeah.
Kadarius, or beg your pardon, Paris Campbell caught like 7 or 8 passes last week. He's had these really good games, and that was with Matt Ryan again. Gets the Eagles defense this week. So I am going to lean towards the big play potential of Christian Watson. Start him over Paris Campbell. I don't think you can consider Juju Smith-Schuster.
All right, let's hustle. Schmitty's yes. Tickets, sleepers of the week. Schmitty's Tickets is your Bucky and Green and Gold window. Give him a call, John Schmidt. I'm speaking of 920-759-6266. 759-6266. He's probably up at Lambeau right now. Maybe slinging some tickets.
Very possible.
I know exactly where he is because I may have done that last week.
Yeah.
All right, Alex Thomas, Jacoby Brissett last week put up 17 points. Who are you going with this week?
Yeah, he was okay. I like Robert Tonyan tonight against Tennessee. Just a gut feel. I think Christian Watson does not replicate the game that he had last week, and they rely a little bit more on Robert Tonyan in the red zone. I like Tonyan.
Belky, Jimmy Garoppolo, 16 points last week. Who is your pick this week?
It still is Devin Singletary. I'll stick with it. But the whole reason I picked him was because I thought he was going to be running
snow game.
Snow. Yeah. He still should put up numbers against the Browns. So I'll give him as my sleeper.
Jerick McKinnon for Leo last week, 9 points. I'm going with Darnell Mooney.
Like it.
He's coming around. He is coming around, folks. All right. Coming up next, we're going to play Beat the Bozos with Ben from Scuba's Poorhouse. Caller number one right now, 920-281-1570. You want to play Bozos? Call now, 920-281-1570.
Real quick, Leo, when we come back, I have injury updates for the Chicago Bears just in.
All right, fantastic stuff. Call. Call now. All right. Time to head over to Scuba's Poorhouse. Now joining us on the Cecil Electronic phone lines, it is Ben from Scuba's. Ben, I would think it's got to be total chaos over there right now.
Yeah, sure. No, she's a little slow right now. Everybody coming from Milwaukee apparently bypassed Scuba's Poorhouse. They probably don't know exactly where it is.
Okay.
But
well,
they're missing a good time.
Well, if they're listening right now.
Yeah. No, they better be. You just come down Wisconsin Avenue, get off 41, avoid the traffic, come down Wisconsin Avenue, stop at Scuba's Poorhouse, have a couple cocktails, cruise through Freedom, and avoid all that traffic on 41, and you'll have a great time at the Packer game.
This just in, the roads through Freedom are now jam-packed after Ben from Scuba's Poorhouse's tip.
Well, anyway, Ben, sorry about that. I was subscribing to some magazines. Okay.
That was fun.
Another big week for the Bozos as Dave, unfortunately, picked up the rear again. So no winner this week. But I do have an update on the yearly Bozos that we're doing. Tyler is in first place. So
kicking
what is that, 20, 40, 60?
He's up by 17 points over Balky.
Does he get $100 in gift cards if he sweeps the panel?
That would be correct.
Wow. That is going to be impressive.
Why don't we, Leo, why don't we do this too, though? Like, if he sweeps the panel and we still have some gift cards kind of left over,
I can just give him.
We could kind of do something with those.
Oh, yeah, perfect. This could be the most epic fantasy football season for Tyler ever.
It's like the whiskey.
You know, I got great ideas with Steve's money.
Yeah, and all the listeners are saying no one cares.
Hey, Tyler, how was your season?
I won a lot of money.
I won a lot of money. Was it 10 or 11 grand? No, it wasn't 11 grand. Just $25,000 in Scuba's gift cards.
Yeah, we have.
We make that final week, or whatever our final week of the fantasy.
Oh, we could do that.
Is,
yeah,
we you know, here, this is the amount of gift cards we got left.
Up the ante.
Take a couple more callers because you know, I like it. Get Kevin Keefe in there.
Yeah,
so he can make some more money so he can come down here and buy us a shot.
That's stiff. All right, let's get to it.
All right.
You pick your guys first, your quarterback, running back, wide receiver, playing a fantasy.
I'm going to go Daniel Jones for quarterback.
Okay, Daniel Jones.
I'm going to go Brian Roberts Jr., the running back from Washington.
Okay.
Robinson Jr. And then I'm going to go CeeDee Lamb for my wideout.
All right, there you have it. Jones, Robinson, C.D. Lamb for Ben from Scuba. Stop by and see him tonight. Green and gold game. You got buckets on sale, right?
Buckets on sale, food, pizza, great pizza, wings, all the fixings for everybody.
Chicken quesadillas. We had a listener check in this week. Loves the chicken quesadillas. So keep it all coming, man. Have a great time tonight. I probably will see you tomorrow, man.
All right. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
There's Ben, 1309 East Wisconsin Avenue in Appleton. All right. Pat from Kakana. I'm not sure which one.
We don't know which one.
We don't know which one, whether it's the drummer, the husband, the wife, the man, the myth. Do we have...
I think it is the legend.
Do we have the...
Either way, it's
the legend.
Do we
have the Pat song for Pat?
Of course we do.
A lot of people say, what's that? It's Pat. A lot of people ask, who's he or she?
A man or a sir.
Accept him or her for whatever it might be. It's time for androgyny. Here comes Pat.
That's me.
I actually saw Pat at the Y today when I was shooting.
Nice. Football,
which
not,
one?
I'm not. It was a different Pat.
No, oh, okay.
The one from Saturday Night Live.
Oh,
actually.
Oh,
yeah.
God, Leo.
And Pat just said, that's real neat. Thank you. Okay. Well, Pat would like Justin Fields as
of course.
His or her quarterback. Christian McCaffrey.
Nice.
And Justin Jefferson.
I think this is a winner here.
I think that's a good team. Good job, Pat.
We've said that for the last 6 weeks.
All right. Now, Leo Kuiper Jr. I'm going to mix it up a little bit this week. I'm going Joe Burrow as my quarterback. I like Bulky's call and Austin Eckler going against the Chiefs. And I'm going tight end this week. Travis Kelce.
I like it.
Yeah. I just couldn't pick a receiver. And Jefferson's a little banged up from what I heard, but probably still have a good game. All right, let's head over to Alex.
I will take Patrick Mahomes. I know his weapons might be a little bit sparse this week. I still think he gets the job done, puts up 30 fantasy points. Like Saquon Barkley and wide receiver Justin Jefferson. He was great last week. I think he's great again this week against Dallas.
And Belky.
Feel good about Josh Allen now that I know the game's in Detroit. I'll go with Derrick Henry tonight in the snow and then DeAndre Hopkins.
All right.
All right, man. Did you want to give your quick...
Cole Kmet.
No, don't do this.
What? Are you counting on Cole Kmet?
Please tell me he's not...
Are you coming in, Cole Kmet? I see what you did there.
Just let me down easy.
Limited in practice.
Okay, that's
so
fine.
He still went out there. And also David Montgomery returning to practice as well. Something that the Bears desperately needed. Otherwise, if he wasn't going to go, it would have been the Tristan Ebner show behind Justin Fields.
All right, great.
Picked
stuff.
Him up in a few leagues this week. We'll see what happens.
All right, more injuries coming your way in the injury report brought to you by Duffy Chiropractic. Don't go anywhere. More Appleton Trophy Fantasy Football Show after this. Welcome back. It is time for the injury report brought to you by Duffy Chiropractic, our good friend Dr. K. That's where I go when my back flares up and I need an adjustment. Just had one last week, guys. Was I off Friday?
Yeah.
I was seeing Dr. K.
Mm-hmm.
Went to,
how's it feel?
Much better.
Good.
Much better. I'm going to get some treatment today, too, after the show. I've been going to Duffy for over 20 years. They use several different techniques for comfort and results. My back and neck feel much better. More importantly, I'm back in the gym and or the golf course. See all their services at DuffyChiropractic.com or call for your appointment, 920-733-9330. Dr. K is located at 811 North Lindale Drive in Appleton. A lot of injuries out there, Belky. Take it away.
Keenan Allen practiced today. We were waiting on this, and this is good because this is the first limited practices I think he's got in back-to-back in a while. Remember, he plays Sunday night, so you may not be able to trust him yet this week, but if you are hurting for wideout, certainly it does look like he's probably on the right side of questionable right now. Cole Kmet limited in practice. Remember, he did not practice yesterday, so the fact that he's out here today is good. Devontae Smith was limited yesterday with a knee injury. He's limited again today. I don't know when he hurt it. He did leave Week 10's Monday night game, but that was because it was a hand injury, not a knee injury. A.J. Brown was limited to today. Ankle slash rest was the official moniker on the injury report. That's probably good. They want to make sure he's available this week after tweaking his ankle on Monday Night Football. No Jelani Woods for the Colts today. Logan Thomas was limited, as was Curtis Samuel. It sounds like he's probably going to be able to go, but I would think Washington will probably give you a heavy dose of Robinson and Gibson against the Texans this week anyway. Moving forward, some more injury updates both from today and yesterday. Kenny Golladay was limited. Nico Collins did practice in full. He had 10 targets last week. You might probably want to start him this week if you play in a deeper league. DeAndre Swift got in a full practice this week. That sounds great, but remember, Jamal Williams is taking a lot away from him. And Williams, who did not play or practice yesterday, practiced in full today. So I would certainly imagine a timeshare between the Lions running backs in Williams and DeAndre Swift. Josh Allen limited in practice yesterday, limited in practice today. Josh Reynolds is back in practice on Thursday, so that's a good sign considering how many targets that dude was getting when he was healthy. If he comes back, you're probably going to have to look at him as a potential flex. No Mark Ingram, no surprise. Gus Edwards back out there today, which was great, and it sounds like he's going to be back after the bye last week, which hurts Kenyon Drake owners. Mark Andrews was absent from the portion of a Ravens practice both yesterday and today, but he did practice yesterday. I would assume that he practiced again today. Deion Jackson back at practice to the Jonathan Taylor handcuff. No Jerry Judy, so this sounds like you will not have him this week against the Raiders. Fire up Cortland Sutton and probably not anybody else not named Greg Dulcich. David Njoku is practicing today, which is good. It sounds like he might be active this week. This is a high ankle sprain that he was dealing with, so it sounds like he is probably on the right side of questionable, but we shall see what happens. Matthew Stafford is expected to be cleared and start against the New Orleans Saints. That's good news for him, but remember, no Cooper Kupp. I don't know how much you can trust Stafford this week. Marquise Brown is on injured reserve for the Arizona Cardinals, participated in practice today. Now, he didn't take part in all the individual drills, but the beat writer is saying that he looked healthy when he was out there. So you're looking at maybe Marquise Brown making his return. Again, Monday Night Football, so you probably don't want to chance it this week unless you are in dire circumstances. Ezekiel Elliott practiced yesterday, today, so it sounds like he is going to be good to go. Something I'm keeping an eye on is DeAndre Hop. He was held out of practice today. Nobody seems to be sounding the alarms. We'll find out what the injury designation is later today. Kyler Murray practiced today. Marquez Valdez-Scantling practiced today. Juju Smith-Schuster did not practice with a concussion. Mecole Hardman did not practice as well with an abdomen illness, so maybe you want to fire up Kadarius Toney this week. No J.D. McKissick, and I think I will cut it off there. Brandon Cooks is back at practice as well, and I think you mentioned this on the show today, Leo. Randall Cobb got activated off IR.
Yes,
and it looks like he's going to be playing tonight as well.
Great stuff, Bulks. Thanks,
Alex. Bulky.
Are you ready to take over the reins on that next week?
I will be ready and rocking to roll.
All right, just you and I. Maybe we'll have Chuck Charles sit in.
That'd be a good idea.
We should probably do a PSA to everyone. Next week, we could have a one-hour show. We could have a two-hour show.
And it will be on Wednesday.
Depending on Wednesday. It will be on Wednesday. That
for
is
sure.
That is a 100% slam dunk, but we're not sure if we'll be on 1 or 2 hours based upon Marquette basketball on Monday. So,
just like a Packers winning streak, you don't know how long it's going
to
be.
Exactly. Yeah, we may have to move What the Chuck to the fantasy show next week because Wednesday's going to be a little...
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have time, so...
We'll have time on that show. We won't have any time on the on the show with Leo and Belky trying to cram 50 pounds of crap into a one-pound
it's
bag.
It's not crap, though. It's great radio. 50 pounds of great radio in a 10-pound bag.
Well, if you say so. Time for our Gussman Honda Bus
depends
of the Week.
On the ear of the beholder.
Yeah. If your current vehicle's a bus, then you got to go to Gussman Honda in Appleton. Check out all of its new and used inventory at GussmanHonda.com. Then stop by, take a test drive. Their dealership is located at 2400 West Spencer Street in Appleton. You got to go to Gussman. Leo last week had Kirk Cousins as his bust of the week. Well, they got lucky and extended that game and he got some more points, but he did get 18, so he was pretty darn good. Alex, I'll get to you in a second. I know you're chomping at the bit.
No, you're good.
My bust this week, Justin Herbert. If he gets Keenan Allen back, maybe he'll be okay, but he's been a huge disappointment.
Not been what you hoped for.
Well, he's been hurt. He's
been banged up.
And yeah.
He's playing with the bad ribs, and all of his receivers are injured. So it's not all on him. But
and his tight end now, too, yeah. Gerald Everett.
Yeah, we talked about that
bad
earlier.
Combo.
So, yeah, be careful with Justin Herbert. Alex, Alvin Kamara last week had 6 points.
I think that's a pretty strong call.
It is very good. Let's
thank
give
you
him a
guys.
Round of applause.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank
nice
you.
Job.
Thank you. I'm
who
good
are you
for
picking
one.
This week?
Honestly, my I might have to change this just based upon the Cleveland versus Buffalo game.
Oh, you thought
game.
The snow was
going to I thought it? The snow was going to be a huge factor in it. But you know what? I'm a man of integrity. I'm going to stick with
ride
it.
Ride or die, baby.
Amari
I love it.
Cooper against Buffalo. I don't feel as strong about it now, but he might struggle still. But probably not.
Belky Cortland Sutton last week had 10 points.
He was on his way to for a bad game, but Judy decided to get hurt and everything got funneled to Sutton. It is what it is. This week, I don't like Cole Kmet for a couple of reasons. Number one, I think there's been sky-high expectations for Kmet, given how good he's been the last couple of weeks. And number two, I think you're going to focus on the ground game with the Bears and Justin Fields. You guys like Mooney, as do I. I think Cole Kmet might get left out in the cold. Now, tight end is a dumpster fire. You probably are going to have to play him. Just lower your expectations.
Time for our last break of the day. When we return, we will give you our Island Resort and Casino Sportsbook Studs of the Week, our Pickups of the Week, and then we'll finish up with our Packer predictions. Don't go anywhere. More of the Appleton Trophy Fantasy Football Show coming your way after this. All right, the Bozos are back. It is time for our Island Resort and Casino Sportsbook Studs of the Week. Make a game plan for your next getaway to the Island Resort Casino. The Island Sportsbook offers more ways to play and game day specials so you and your friends can experience more. Bulky, why don't you kick it off this time? You had Greg Dulcich.
Woof. Terrible Ooh, call, although I do kind of like
that is very week. Woofish.
I'm going to go with Terry McLaurin this week. I think I talked about him earlier. This is a guy that has found new life with Taylor Heinicke.
I like it.
And he's been catching a ton of passes. He gets the hapless Houston Texans this week. While I do think you're going to see a lot of Antonio Gibson and Brian Robinson, that's what we've seen the last couple of weeks, and McLaurin is still making plays.
Alex Tony Pollard last week. Very good. Very
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, it was.
But you didn't know at the time that Zeke Elliott wasn't going to play.
Yeah. I mean, the writing was kind of on the wall. This week, if you are struggling with tight end and this guy is available, which he might be, I doubt it. But take a look in your leagues. Tyler Higbee with the lack of weapons there in L.A. for potentially Matt Stafford. I think Higbee gets a lot of workload this week.
Two things. The Rams are still going to throw the ball, and somebody's got to catch him, and it won't be Cooper Kupp. Yeah. Love the call there, Alex.
Man, that one hurts, considering I roster him in two leagues. That could be the end of my year.
What are you talking
about? Wait,
we're talking about studs here.
I know, but you were talking about Cooper Kupp.
I thought you were talking about Higbee, too.
Yeah. I'm like, did I strike a chord
No, Higbee. Nah, he's a stiff. Anyway,
he's a stud this week.
Right.
He's
okay. Let's hear your pick.
We gotta have a stiff of the week.
I like that, actually. Dak Prescott last week. I'm going Lamar Jackson this week. I know it's lazy analysis, but I just...
Hey, Leo.
Yeah.
We do have a caller on line one if we want to take a
quick
question.
Let's take it.
It's got to be quick. Let's head out to the Cease Electronic phone lines. Who's joining us on the Appleton Trophy Fantasy Football Show? You have 1 minute.
Oh, that's too long.
Okay, this is Katie calling. If you're talking about studs, it's my husband. But I would like to know, what channel are we going to be able to get the Packer game on tonight? There's a lot of argument at work.
Oh, that's
it.
A great question.
I believe Mr. Kuiper Jr. said NBC 26.
That
would
be
it?
NBC 26 tonight, yes. Yeah. I can verify that, though, actually, real quick.
Oh, you verify.
Give me one
second. We'll confirm that in our Packer predictions. But thanks for giving us a call. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we should have mentioned that, too, just on our show.
I was
today.
Planning on bringing it up in our Packer
NBC 26, people.
That All is, right. yes, confirmed. NBC 26, and if you're in Milwaukee, it's Fox 6.
You'll be able to hear Al Michaels welcome in Kirk Herbstreit.
Yeah. Their music. It's going to be mundane, to say the least.
I think they might have the best music Thursday Night Football.
I like
their music a lot. Go ahead. Let's get back on track.
Let's get back to our pickups of the week. I had Jalen Warren last week. Man, he's doing pretty well.
Yeah,
Pittsburgh.
You got to keep that guy on your team.
Yeah.
Do not let him go.
I'm going to go with Darius Slayton for a pickup this week. Only rostered in 32%.
He makes a good start this week, too.
In Yahoo
I
leagues.
Like that.
Very surprising. I mean, he's out there right now in one of my
and
leagues.
He's loving every minute of it.
I could pick it up if I wanted. Alex, Jared Goff last week.
Which one are we doing? Oh, pickups?
This is pickups. Yeah. You said pick up Jared Goff. You had
15
points.
I got breaking news.
I am all out of sorts. Go ahead, Bucky.
Right. Sorry. Mecole Hardman placed on injured reserve.
Great.
Fire up Tony. Fire up Kadarius Tony.
Oh, that did. Yeah. That just.
Wow.
All right, who's your pickup this week?
I love Allen Robinson. I'm taking two Rams.
I love this.
Looking at this. going with my stud is Tyler Higbee and my pickup of the week, Allen Robinson. Hey, as Balky alluded to, someone's going to throw it.
That's
someone's
right.
going to catch it, and one of those guys is going to catch it for the Rams.
Balky, wow.
Alex's sleeper of the week, Van Jefferson, by the way. No, I'm just kidding.
It's an all-Ram weekend here in the Appleton Trophy Fantasy Football Show. Jeff Wilson was fantastic last week.
He was great. He's made the starter going forward. To Leo's point, Darius Slayton, I think, is a great start. He's got to catch the ball from someone, and it's going to be Daniel Jones. He is out there in more than 30% of both Yahoo and ESPN leagues. If you're missing your quarterback on bye this week, hey, pick up Daniel Jones.
Quarterback.
Time for our Packer predictions to wrap up the Appleton Trophy Fantasy Football Show. As we had mentioned a few minutes ago, if you don't have Amazon Prime,
NBC 26 is your home tonight for Packers football.
NBC 26. So they do that for
local games, only the local market.
Right. All right. Well, so Tennessee's out of luck?
Tennessee's in the Nashville market, yeah. Right.
So they get it.
They'll get it there. Yep.
All right, speaking of Tennessee, I have them winning tonight's game 16-10 at the snowy Lambeau Field. Alex Thomas?
Go, Pack, go!
Packers 20, Titans 17.
And we'll clear the deck. We'll clear the deck for Belky, who's going to give us his rendition of how the Packers are going to pull off a miracle victory, possibly?
Yeah, Ryan Tannehill leading the Titans down the field, but with no timeouts. He throws a pass over the middle to Treylon Burks. Tackled at the one-yard line, he reaches the ball across just inches short. And the Packers end up winning because the Titans can't stop the clock. Packers 23, Titans 16. Book it.
There you have it. Well, Balky.
There it is. Go, Pack, go.
You take next week off.
Oh, thank you.
Go enjoy yourself.
I appreciate that.
Well, we're back here.
I'd much rather doing this show.
Freezing our tuchuses off.
And I'd be much rather in this weather, too.
Enjoy. Is your passport up to date? I hope it is.
Yeah, it is. It is. Okay. It has not expired yet. I had to renew it a few years back. I think they're good for 10 years. You know what I did have to renew? My driver's license.
Oh.
No.
And I'm like, God, can I do this online? You can do it online.
Oh, nice.
And they mailed it to me. It's fantastic.
It's a beautiful
Have you
thing.
Seen this piece of work? Have you guys gotten your new light? Look at that thing.
I do.
Isn't that amazing?
That doesn't look like you.
Pretty slick.
Well, they didn't have me take a new photo of myself.
How long ago was that?
Is it true that's a caricature picture of you?
You don't look like the Unabomber.
No, not on this one. I don't. Yeah, that's... God, when was that from? I mean, 2014? So that was 8 years ago, was that picture.
They let you use that one, huh?
I guess. They didn't ask me for a new one.
Fair enough,
God bless the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Well, be safe, and we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks. Fox Cities, have a great night. Enjoy the Green and Gold game tonight. And Alex Thomas and I will join you next Wednesday.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.